It's one of the few good news stories, and I've been talking a lot about it. Citrus farming is something we do well. We have many highly successful citrus farmers. Yet I read today that after another record year for South African citrus exports, only one in five farmers may turn a profit. Hannes de Waal is the chairperson of the Citrus Growers Association, and he joins me now. Hannes, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
How is it that it's such a boom time for the industry when it seems to be doing well, citrus farmers are not making money?
So it's an interesting concept where farming, you know, is different from manufacturing. You spend your money now. We are spending our money now for next year's crop, and then we only start returning our money a couple of months after we started harvesting. So, and in between, many things can happen. And as you are aware, the shipping cycle, especially, it boomed, freight increased substantially for the whole world. It's not only for South Africa during the last 2 years. And the reason for that is, well published, but in short, the holdups in China due to the China COVID policy, and then the boom in America with consumer goods and vessels running east-west all the time in order to service the American public, especially after the substantial stimulus that we saw there. And the result is that the developed world, ourselves in South America, obviously draw the short straw there. And when you talk about reefer containers, chilled containers, which we use, the effect was even worse because suddenly that was even scarcer. And it's a bit, say complex and take a lot of time. It can be a discussion for another day, but
Hannes, more than doubled. Hannes, is this, yeah. I can hear people saying, oh, this is just typical farmers. Times are never good. They're always bad. You don't often hear farmers saying, I'm making lots of money. Is it part of that, or is this a genuine problem for you when the industry seems to be doing so well? It really does seem to be doing well.
Remember, we have to ship because we've got to get contribution back. And our cost structure thereafter is our cost structure. We can't sit every day just calculate the cost structure because we've already spent our inputs, our fertilizer, our sprays, our pruning, etc. So it doesn't exactly work like that, but this is genuine. So let's just say set the record straight. Over the last years, the citrus industry has told people we were doing well because we were doing well. The last 2 years, unfortunately, it turned. We're positive that it will turn again. It may take some time. And in that time, everybody's objective is obviously to survive, to generate enough cash flow to survive. In this particular year, the situation is obviously tough.
What about the moth issue? There were issues around European Union regulations. Has that been sorted out?
No, that's not sorted out. The South African government and the European Union is in, a session of discussions about that. That was one issue. The other issue that the world that we must take into account is the consumer in the world's under pressure, especially the European consumer, if we talk about Europe, because of the energy costs that they have to pay. So we can't calculate these things as exact as economists do, but as a rule of thumb, we believe that consumer spending may be down 15% and it's affecting our produce. We still sit with the aftermath of COVID. China, especially, markets are held up and then they are released again. The whole of Southeast Asia this year has been an extremely complicated market. So, many people refer to us as a perfect storm. It's just been enormously challenging, very abnormal compared to a normal citrus season or a normal period. Unfortunately, when we have to wait for the world to just behave a little bit different again before we will see a boom time again. But at this point, if our cost structure can be reduced, it will definitely help farmers quite a lot, and that's what we are all working very hard on.
When we say citrus, Hannes, what are we talking about? Is it majority oranges or what?
So South Africa produces oranges, grapefruit, mandarins, and lemons. That's broadly the categories that we talk about, and within that there are specific, you know, a lot of varieties.
And what is the weight? Is oranges the majority or not?
Yes, oranges, Navels, Valencias are still the majority, but the big growth in recent years has been in the lemon and mandarin category, especially the late mandarins that our consumers also see on the shelves, the very sweet fruit. So there's quite substantial growth in that. Whether it bypasses oranges, I doubt. But we will see good growth still to come. Our objective hasn't changed, because one must keep in mind that these are two very, very difficult years, and maybe in the last, since the year 2000, 2005, those were two difficult years, and then these two difficult years. Maybe make it another one and say 5 out of 20 years have been extremely problematic. 15, we were blessed. So our objective is still to grow this industry, to create the jobs. As you said in the beginning, the citrus farms look good. I believe we have the best farmers in the world, and we're not negative about our industry at all. Unfortunately, we're just in a position where we have to stay tough and resilient.
And Hannes, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm up against news time, but I really appreciate your time. He's the chair of the Citrus Growers Association of South Africa, on the line there from the Sundays River Valley up near Port Elizabeth. Go inland there, Hanky, Potensi, those areas, and check out those citrus farms. They are deeply impressive.